on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information in relation to a fatal crash near Carrigart on May the 1st. A 17-year-old girl injured in the collision passed away last evening. The Taoiseach has urged British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to engage in further talks on resolving issues with the Northern Ireland Protocol. Donegal County Council's Water and Environment Section has issued a formal warning letter to Irish Water on foot of complaints from residents of Thorndale in Letterkenny. And a Donegal deputy says the ongoing controversy surrounding fish weighing in Killybegs is costing South West Donegal dearly in terms of money and jobs. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information in relation to a fatal crash near Carrigart on May the 1st. A 17-year-old girl injured in the collision passed away at Beaumont Hospital Dublin last evening. Garda Gráinne Doherty has reissued an appeal for witnesses.
An appeal was issued last week in relation to this collision, but the sad news filtered through yesterday that the 17-year-old female involved in the collision has since passed away, so our condolences to her family. To start, we are continuing to appeal for witnesses in relation to this collision. Happened on Sunday, the 1st of May, at Mean Formal Glen, Carrigart. This collision involved a single car. It happened at approximately 9:15 p.m. So a female aged 17 years was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital with serious injuries. She was then transferred to the Beaumont Hospital, where she sadly passed away yesterday. Gardaí are appealing to anybody who may have witnessed the collision to contact them. Any road users who were travelling in that area around the time and who had a dash cam, we would be most appreciative if they would make that footage available to investigating Gardaí in Milford. Anybody with any information may contact Milford Garda Station on 915-3060 or, as always, the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
The US ambassador to Ireland has backed calls for the status of the undocumented Irish to be regularised. Ambassador Claire Cronin is in Donegal this week. She told today's 9 till noon show that while the issue of the undocumented can only be resolved through wider immigration reform, it's an issue that's on her agenda.
It's an issue that I am very familiar with. I come from the Boston area, and we certainly have neighbourhoods that have many individuals from Ireland, many of them I know personally, so I can appreciate this problem. As an ambassador, you know, we always try to spread the word to Congress about what we're hearing in this country. This is a decision for Congress, and there will have to be comprehensive immigration reform, that it's not specific to Ireland alone, which is a congressional issue. And one thing I can say, many of your elected officials here are really doing the job of, you know, fostering the ties in the U.S. You know, we have many delegations go over for St. Patrick's Day. So those conversations are happening. What impact an ambassador can actually have, I don't know, but I certainly share the concerns.
The Roads Policing Unit in Letterkenny is investigating alleged dangerous driving incidents between Newton Cunningham and their Manor Cunningham roundabout on Friday night last. Garda Gráinne Doherty is appealing for information about the car's movements and also about a hit-and-run incident on Letterkenny's Port Road on Sunday night last between 10:02 and 10 past 9.
Red-coloured Lexus, a partial reg of that car is 03DL. It exited a car park quite near the Dry Arch roundabout there in Letterkenny, collided with a parked car. The driver of the Lexus didn't remain at the scene, but they travelled onwards on in the Port Road and towards Letterkenny town. The Lexus was later discovered by Gardaí on the Oliver Plunkett Road at 9:55 p.m. where it was believed to have been abandoned, and it was detained then by Gardaí. So firstly, we appealed to the driver of the Lexus to come forward to speak to Gardaí in relation to the incident. We appealed to all road users who had a dash cam who travelled on the Port Road between the Dry Arch roundabout to the Polestar roundabout between 8:45 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. to make that footage available to us. We also appeal to anybody who believes that they may have observed the car being parked up or abandoned on the Oliver Plunkett Road between 9:10 p.m. and 9:55 p.m. to contact us in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100.
Another road-related incident, dangerous driving in Newtown Cunningham?
Yeah, so the Roads Policing Unit in Letterkenny are investigating this matter. So they're investigating a number of incidents of dangerous driving involving a black Toyota Patrick Rolla, again a partial reg of 06DL. This happened on Friday the 6th of May in and around 11:15pm on the N13, so in the townland of Killyvery there at Newton Cunningham. Then it travelled onwards towards Galdon Across and onwards again on the N14 towards Lifford Town. So we appealed to road users who had a dash cam who travelled in any of those areas on Friday night around that time to make the footage available to us in Letterkenny.
The Taoiseach has urged British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to engage in further talks on resolving issues with the Northern Ireland Protocol. During a phone call between the two this morning, Micheál Martin said any unilateral action would be destabilising to Northern Ireland. The Taoiseach stressed the way forward should be through intensified UK-EU engagement. He told Boris Johnson that both governments need to work together to restore a government in Northern Ireland. However, DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson's reiterated his party's position until their concerns over the protocol are addressed.
The protocol is incompatible with protecting the economic bonds of all parts of the United Kingdom, and it's incompatible with the agreement. So it needs to be addressed, and we are having further discussions with the government about that.
Donegal County Council's Water and Environment Section has issued a formal water letter to Irish Water on foot of complaints from residents of Thorndale in Letterkenny. The complaints relate to the noise emanating from the water treatment facility at Maharennan. Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District members were told today that Irish Water has already completed some works to mitigate the situation, with more due for completion by the end of May. The issue was raised today by Councillor Jerry McMonagle. He's happy that the issue is now being addressed.
I'm quite satisfied with the response of the council. In fairness to them, they have been in contact with the operators of the water treatment plant now this last number of weeks, and they've got some remedial works done and a promise of more to be carried out by the end of the month. So hopefully that will bring an end to the nightmare, basically, that the residents of Thorndale haven't been put up with.
Listeners to the 9th of Noon show would have heard that noise when a number of cutters came through to Greg a couple of weeks ago, when this really became a big issue. I mean, it has really been a blight on the lives of people in its immediate vicinity.
Oh, it certainly has. When you hear the testimony of people who contacted me and tell me what it was doing to their lives, they couldn't sleep at night, they couldn't go out and sit in their garden, and during the good weather, the noise was impacting that much on them. So I'm really pleased now that the council have listened to the residents, and indeed my own representations on their behalf, and that they are working with the operators of the plant now to mitigate the noise and hopefully eradicate it by the end of the month.
Gardaí and Donegal are urging people to review their home security and take steps to secure their property. It follows a burglary at Cold Glass at Kilmacrenan on Kilmacrenan Road in Milford on Wednesday of last week. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Gardaí say between 20 to 3 that afternoon and quarter past 9 that night, entry was gained to the house via the front door, which was unlocked. Nothing was taken. Milford Gardaí are urging residents in the area to contact them if they observed any sort of suspicious activity in the area on Wednesday last. Gardaí are also urging people to ensure that their windows and doors are closed and secure when their home is going to be left unoccupied. If they have an alarm, it should be active when the house is empty. They say burglars generally don't target occupied properties, so people should turn on a few lights and use timer switches to give the impression that someone is at home. People are also being advised not to post about upcoming holidays or trips on social media and to report any suspicious activity in their area to Gardaí.
Investigations are continuing, meanwhile, into the circumstances surrounding a fire at a house in Letterkenny on Saturday. The fire is believed to have broken out at the property in Oaklands Park between 1:35 and 1:55pm. Gardaí are appealing to residents in the area who may have observed anything which may benefit their investigation to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. The extension in the reduced VAT rate for the hospitality sector has been welcomed by the industry. The reduced rate of 9%, which was introduced as a COVID measure, will stay in place until February 2023. The announcement comes just weeks before the wage subsidy scheme draws to a close. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says the move helps both customers and businesses.
We do recognise then that changing the VAT rate for consumers at a time of rising prices will be a challenge, but for businesses at a time the employment wage subsidy scheme is coming to a full end will also be a challenge for them.
A Donegal deputy says the ongoing controversy surrounding fish weighing in Killybegs is costing southwest Donegal dearly in terms of money and jobs and requires direct intervention from the Taoiseach. In-factory weighing permits have been removed by the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority from two processors after catches were landed in Derry. The SFPA subsequently deemed Derry to be outside of Ireland, a fact which Sinn Féin Marine spokesperson Padraig McLaughlin says suggests Micheál Martin's shared Ireland brand is a hypocritical designation. Deputy McLaughlin says untold damage will be done if action is not taken.
It's an absolute calamity. It's cost the local community in southwest Donegal a fortune of money. It's cost people their jobs and it's bureaucratic madness. What's been asked of fishermen and fish producers in Killybegs is not asked of anybody anywhere else in Europe. That's the scale of the madness that we're dealing with here. And when they were forced then to land their catch in Derry, they're being punished and penalised. And indeed, their businesses, the future of their businesses are put at threat.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer has resigned from his post and will leave the position at the end of the month. Dr. Ronan Glynn is understood to be moving to a position in the private sector. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has thanked the outgoing Deputy CMO, saying his tireless work in fighting COVID-19 was so important to the health and well-being of the nation. Professor of Health Systems at DCU, Anthony Steyn, says along with the soon-to-be vacant CMO position, they will be challenging posts for the Department of Health to fill.
One of their challenges is going to be replacing both of them because the grading of the posts, particularly the Deputy CMO posts, of which there are currently, I think, five others, they're not at the right grade. These are people with extremely responsible, very difficult jobs requiring very high levels of skill, but they're not given consultant grading.
A 44-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated burglary and stealing following a report of an incident in the waterside area of the city today. At around 11:25 a.m, police received a report that a male intruder had gained entry to a house on the Seven Tree Road. He was arrested at the scene where he had been apprehended by members of the public. Inspector Spence says it is an extremely distressing ordeal for the female occupant of the house who has been left badly shaken. Investigations are continuing and anyone with any information is urged to come forward.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for all the latest in sport now with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Manchester City say they've reached an agreement in principle to sign striker Erling Haaland from Borussia Dortmund. The Norway international, who scored 121 goals in 171 games to date, would join the Premier League champions on the 1st of July. Personal terms with the 20-year-old still need to be finalised. And UEFA has finally settled on a format for its expanded version of the Champions League from 2024. Of the four extra places, one will go to third-placed team in the league ranked fifth in the UEFA's coefficient. Another will be granted by extending the Champions Path qualifiers. And the controversial other two places will be awarded to the countries whose teams have the best record in Europe that season. The number of group games per team has also been cut from 10 to 8. On the pitch, Liverpool go to Aston Villa tonight, knowing anything less than a win will effectively end their Premier League title hopes. Jurgen Klopp's side trail leaders Manchester City by 3 points and have a worse goal difference after the weekend's results. Kick-off at Villa Park tonight is at 8 o'clock. And in Scotland, anything other than a win for Dundee against Hibs tonight will see them relegated from the Scottish Premiership. They're 6 points adrift at the bottom with two games remaining. Kick-off theirs at 7:45. In the Irish Premiership, there's two games tonight. Glentoran play Glenavon and Larne, they play Coleraine. These are two semi-finals for European qualification. The finals on Friday night with the winning team going into the qualification for the Europa Conference League. Last night, Shamrock Rovers, they went top of the SSE Airthricity Premier Division. Derry City were held scoreless last night by St Pat's, while Shamrock Rovers defeated Sligo by 3-1. It means Rovers are 1 point clear ahead of their meeting with Derry on Friday night. Patrick McElhinney's a doubt for the top of the table clash, having come off in the second half. Defender Danny Lafferty says Derry will go to Dublin looking for a win on Friday.
Yeah, massive game. The game now, we'll just switch our focus straight over to that. We have a good record in Dublin this year, so we'll be going there to pick up 3 points, no doubt about it. We'll not be coming here and doing what, going down there and doing what St. Pat's came here and did against us. We're going to go there and be aggressive and be positive and, you know, go there and try and win the game.
In rugby, the EPCR has decided not to repeat the round of 16 two-leg format in next season's Heineken Champions Cup. The first knockout phase will instead feature 8 teams on one weekend before quarter-finals take place a week later. This season saw Ulster narrowly beaten on aggregate by Toulouse in the last 16, despite winning in France. And Dan Carter says Ireland's tour of New Zealand is an important barometer for the All Blacks ahead of next year's World Cup. Andy Farrell's side will play 3 tests this summer, starting with a July the 2nd encounter at Eden Park. And former All Black centre out half Carter believes Ireland will be the perfect opponent for New Zealand.
The All Blacks, we really need to know exactly where we're at, just over a year from the World Cup, whether we've got the combinations right, how much change we need to make over the next 18 months, and I'm sure the Irish are, you know, pretty keen to build on the momentum that they started or that they've been building over the last few years against the All Blacks.
Connacht, they have confirmed 5 more departures from the province. Greg McGrath, Johnny Murphy, Ben O'Donnell, Dominic Robson-McCoy and Peter Sullivan will all leave this summer. In boxing, Westport Shannon Sweeney is in World Championship action shortly in Istanbul. The St Anne's boxer faces Alanda Falencia Lopez of Argentina for a place in the strawweight last 16. Sweeney's bout is 5th in today's session. Finally for this evening in golf, Phil Mickelson is among the 156 names in the field for the US PGA Championship next week. Mickelson hasn't played since controversial comments about the Saudi Golf League earlier this year. Tiger Woods is also set to tee it up in the second major of the year. The tournament gets underway on Thursday week in Oklahoma. That's all your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, an emergency housing meeting will soon take place today in the Glenties Municipal District. As homelessness increases in the region, there are renewed calls for vacant properties to be brought back into use. Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Asbaugh also believes Donegal County Council needs to be more proactive in securing land to build homes. He says there's an urgent need to address the housing crisis.
The reality is that we don't even have emergency accommodation. We haven't built enough houses. The government has chosen to allow the private market to meet the needs of our communities. And unfortunately, what more and more people moving towards Airbnb and people with holiday homes, we're left with the sad reality and unfortunate reality and then more reality that people are homeless. We need to respond to this crisis, and the response hasn't been to date by government adequate enough.
Bryson Recycling has been awarded a new 3-year contract to continue managing the 6 recycling centres in the county by Donegal County Council. Bryson first won the contract in 2012. The council says a number of improvements have been introduced across the sites as part of this new contract, including longer opening hours. This, they say, has led to the creation of 5 new jobs. Meanwhile, a wider range of materials is being recycled, including soft plastics and paint. Payments can be made at all sites now by card as well as cash. The government needs to find a way to address challenges they face when introducing climate-based measures, according to environmentalists. Friends of the Earth says there is a clear consensus on tackling climate change in Ireland, but issues like turf and parking spaces aren't being handled properly. It comes after a new report which stated there was now a 50-50 chance global temperatures could rise above the 1.5 degree threshold by 2026. Oisin Coughlin from Friends of the Earth says politicians need to understand the situation Ireland finds itself in.
We've now got consensus, or almost total consensus, on the climate change law. Only 10 TDs voted against us. But we have all these individual actions we've now in the plan to address climate. But if we approach each one the way we've approached those controversies, we're not going to get there.
A bright and blustery day with sunny spells and scattered showers. The showers turning heavy at times, highest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees in moderate to fresh and gusty southwesterly winds. The closing headlines this evening. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information in relation to a fatal crash near Carrigart on May the 1st. A 17-year-old girl injured in the collision passed away at Beaumont Hospital Dublin last evening. The Taoiseach has urged British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to engage in further talks on resolving issues with the Northern Ireland Protocol. During a phone call between the two this morning, Micheál Martin said any unilateral action would be destabilising to Northern Ireland. Donegal County Council's Water and Environment Section has issued a formal warning letter to Irish Water on foot of complaints from residents of Thorndale in Letterkenny. The complaints relate to the noise emanating from the water treatment facility at Maharennan. Letterkenny and Milfrie Municipal District members were told today that Irish Water has already completed some works to mitigate the situation, with more due for completion by the end of May. A Donegal deputy says the ongoing controversy surrounding fish weighing in Killybegs is costing southwest Donegal dearly in terms of money and jobs and requires direct intervention from the Taoiseach. In-factory weighing permits have been removed by the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority from two processors after catches were landed in Derry. The SFPA subsequently deemed Derry to be outside of Ireland, a fact which Sinn Féin Marine spokesperson Padraig McLaughlin says suggests Micheál Martin's shared island brand is a hypocritical designation. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, May the 10th. The death has occurred of TJ Gibson, Tully Vinnie, Rafoe and formerly Town Parks Convoy. TJ will be reposing at his late residence, Tully Vinnie Rafoe, tomorrow with wake from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock and on Thursday with wake from 4 until 8. Funeral from his late residence on Friday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church Convoy for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the new cemetery convoy. The death has taken place of James Jimmy Boyle, Hillhead, Narn, Portneau. His remains are reposing at Chauvelin's Funeral Home Sandfield with rosary at 9 o'clock, followed by removal to his residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:30 to St Connell's Church Kilcluny for 12 noon Requiem Mass, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only Police, donations in lieu of desire to Downstrands Care of the Aged, Care of Seamus Chauvelin and Sons Funeral Directors. The house is private from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Teresa Craig, 6 Swillyview, Inch Island. Teresa's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:15 to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only Police, donations in lieu of desired to Medical 4 Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Margaret Hume, née Baxter, 62 Berryhill Road, Ardygarvan. Kathleen's remains will arrive at Christchurch, Strabane, this evening at 6:30. Service of thanksgiving for the life of Kathleen will be held there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Lickpatrick Parish Graveyard, Ballymagorry. Family Flowers Only Police, donations in lieu of desire for Christchurch, Strabane, care of Mr. Philip Smith, 71 Derry Road, Strabane. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.